This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. She's so brainy, zombie stalker. New York Post business reporter Lydia Moynihan.
Well, you can't put him in a box, unlike most of his belongings.
Oh, damn.
Actor, writer, and divorced comedian, Jamie Lissau. Well, she'll steal your heart and then your wallet. Fox News contributor Kat Tim. And good luck throwing him under the bus. My massive sidekick in the NWA World Television Champion, Tyrus. Why didn't Jill, Tyrus, good to see you, by the way, and I love the hat.
Man of a lot of hats around here, so I started changing it up.
Yeah, it's a nice hat.
Yeah.
It's a really nice hat.
Thank you. You can't have it. It's too big for you. It would be a boat for you.
I could turn it upside down and go snowboarding.
Yeah, that's kind of what I just...
Or sledding would have been a better term.
Or boating, like I said before you went there, but it's cool. You were hot. You'll do your thing.
No, I didn't hear it. Anyway, Bogotas. Have you been to a Bogota?
No, but I have been to speeches by out-of-touch old white women before. And you know what I think? This is the result. I'm going to take a little bit of the heat off of the administration. This is what happened when you don't have a good transition of power. I think what happened was the Trump administration played some pranks on him. Mm-hmm. I think they took all the cords for the Xerox machines and left with them. So nobody reads anything. They all just wing it. And this is the entire administration has been winging it. They don't know what really happened at the border because no one watched the video.
Right.
They just told each other about it. So whenever they talk, they don't know the truth. And then Biden gets up there and bless his little heart, he couldn't even get horses out.
Yeah.
He was like, you're going to ride this and miss this Mr. Ed, great show. Love it. Like that's literally because the administration took the cords. And I think you should have played the rest of her speech because she just didn't call Latin Americans breakfast tacos. Like she kept going. She was like, and all my African American ribs and my and my white bags of oatmeal. And you know, we're all favorite fattening food. None of us are anything exciting. Like no one got to be celery or something healthy. We're all like,
what would I
gross.
Be?
What would you be?
Yes, if I were a food.
If you were a food?
Yes.
You'd be a pomegranate.
Why?
Oh. It's little, it's tiny, and as soon as it gets close to your mouth, you want to spit it out.
That was pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty quick.
A lot of hats.
Yeah, you do wear a lot of hats. You know, Jamie, it's good to see you. You look fit.
Good to see you. It's good to be. That's so weird. Tyra said that. An egg roll cut me off on the way here.
He deserves it.
He deserves it. I don't care. That he does. You
how did you get divorced again?
This was fun, right? This was a really fun speech by Joe Biden. Who are their speechwriters? Each other? What are they doing? Do you think she mispronounced it because of being out of touch? Like, we all go to Bodette. Is it because things are delivered and I wish she had gone on and on though. Like, man, we went to the Bogota. Then we went home and Joe mewed the law one. And I did the Lahandre. Like, I don't think they do regular people stuff. They don't know what to say. But how weird is it that they just pretended the video was different than it was?
Yeah, incredible.
Like, we could see. I always feel bad when I see, like, a policeman on a horse. I always wonder, does that mean like you did something wrong? Do you know, like if you're a really good cop, they go, oh, here's a car and a gun. And then if you're not that good, they're like, oh, here's a horse and a whip. And if you really suck, they're like, here's a bicycle and a flashlight, okay? Yeah. Put all your stuff in the basket.
I would take the desk job over the horse job.
Right.
In a second.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know, a desk doesn't like, you know, drop a big load of
Yeah.
You weren't supposed to make any jokes about that, Gutfeld.
Yeah, but you know, they didn't catch me. There's an alarm system about poop jokes now. And I'm right under the radar. Lydia, you are a reporter. Let's start with that.
I like to think of myself as such. Yeah.
Yes. So in your line of business, you would issue a correction. Why can't any of these people admit they were wrong and issue their own humanitarian correction, if they will?
Have they ever admitted they're wrong? No. I mean, I think this is peak 2022, mm-hmm. that somebody's canceled not for something that they did, but for something that fits someone else's agenda. Mm-hmm. And I think it's pretty clear the agenda is that Joe Biden is not doing well with Hispanic voters. He thought this was the perfect situation to frame himself as the savior. Mm-hmm. And the facts didn't line up. But, you know, that was then and this is now and we've moved on. I think my favorite thing from this whole saga, though, is the National Association for Hispanic Journalists mm-hmm. issued a statement condemning Jill Biden's remarks. Mm-hmm. And they ended it with, "We are not tacos."
Yes.
There you have it. We are not tacos.
But, Kat, what if I identified as a taco?
you probably will.
I will. I have a hard shell, but inside there's so many spicy ingredients.
All right.
A lot of beef.
All right. All right. No, that little Bogota blossom breakfast taco mashup was one of like the derangest attempts at a compliment I've ever heard. Yes. And like most of the ones that I get begin with, if I were 50 years younger, well, you're not. So you probably shouldn't type those next 7 paragraphs. But does your wife know you're on here? But it also proves that in reality, the Bidens are not as woke as they pretend that they are. Mm-hmm. And they just latch onto certain buzzwords. They were like, oh, this is called Latinx inclusion, but there's an X for the S. Perfect. I'm going to go there and say that I love all my little tacos. Like, if they actually were paying attention to these things and not just listening to what other people are telling them to say and do, then there would not have been this very strange, I don't know, error. I don't know what they were trying to do, so I'll just say strange thing.
Yeah, you know, I do think that anytime you try to kowtow to diversity, it's embarrassing because you're actually doing exactly the opposite of what you're supposed to do. You go, yes, I see you're different. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to say that, oh, I get it, you're different. That's why it doesn't work. It makes everybody uncomfortable. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Gavin Newsom insults the Sunshine State, but things in Cali, not so great. True, the slicked back sap says Florida isn't free, but as Californians, can't wait to flee. California governor and Redken conditioner model Gavin Newsom is running a reelection ad in Florida urging people to move to his state because he's stupid. But also, in the Sunshine State, freedom is under attack.
Let's talk about what's going on in America. Freedom, it's under attack in your state. Your Republican leaders, they're banning books, making it harder to vote, restricting speech in classrooms, even criminalizing women and doctors. I urge all of you living in Florida to join the fight or join us in California.
Of course, that ad has more inaccuracies than Jamie Lissau's Guide to Matrimony. So freedom's under attack in Florida, but in California, Olympians are under attack. Saturday, volleyball player Kim Glass was almost blinded by a homeless loon who threw a metal pipe at her face. She talked about it on Instagram.
I was in downtown LA and I had a lunch. As I was leaving lunch, I was outside and I was saying goodbye to a friend. And this homeless man ran up. He had something in his hand. Before I knew it, a big metal bolt, like pipe, hit me right here, it happened so fast.
Now that's really horrible, and we wish Kim a fast recovery. Still, for LA, that's shocking, and that it was a metal pipe and not a crack pipe. Speaking of crack pipes, from SF, a video showing school kids getting off a bus and walking right into an open drug hellhole. Hunter Biden is watching it on a loop to find girlfriends. The children had to be escorted off the bus and walked safely past homeless people and drug addicts living in squalor. Or as they call it in San Fran, a meeting of the teachers union. That's a joke. Cat? This guy's got some major stones to do that while his state's falling apart, right?
I guess, but I don't think he's the kind of guy who has any self-awareness at all. Mm-hmm. I think he's doing a great job. He's like, no, I just almost lost my job. Like, I didn't actually lose my job. Yeah. And I don't know. He's definitely, I think he's going to run for president. So that's why I think he's doing this.
Really?
Yes. Right. And it's, I don't think it's going to go well. Because, I mean, like, he made, like, places illegal for years.
Yes.
Just like he outlawed places.
Yes.
But he, except for him.
Yeah.
He could go to places.
He poured sand into a skateboard.
Yes.
I mean, what kind of freak does that stuff?
That guy.
Jamie, I saw your face when the kids were walking by the junkies and you were thinking, God, why do those junkies have to put up with all those brats?
You know what's a little weird about the video?
Yes.
I feel like if the bus pulled up like a little bit further, it would have been fine.
Yes!
Did you see that? There's like enough room to not do that.
That is true.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
I feel bad for these.
Go ahead.
I really feel bad for these kids. I have kids this age. Mm-hmm. And it's sad, man. And like what we had to go through. When I was a kid, the worst thing kids would make fun of, they go, oh, step on a crack, break your mother's back. And here they're like, hey, step on a crack. Hey, you stepped on that guy's crack. This is actual. Am I crazy or is the Gavin thing just, you said it. It's just insane that he would run. Mm-hmm. Why would he run? Unless I'm missing something, why would he run the ads in Florida? It would be like being on a dating app and it was just your ex-girlfriends. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I can't think of a worse investment except for like a lap dance.
Tyrus, what are your thoughts?
You know, again, I keep watching different stuff. Maybe it's because I wear a lot of hats. I don't know. But I feel like he was looking for someone to blame on.
Yeah.
Let's get the Floridians over here and then blame them for everything. You know, come out and be like, everything was great. And then all these Floridians showed up. And we've got homeless everywhere and crimes everywhere. So go back. Get out.
Yes.
And I'll clean up this city. We just got to get rid of the Floridians. All the successful people who gave up their dreams and freedoms. And he was saying how horrible it was, but he was playing patriotic music in the background. So I didn't know whether to start singing the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag or be like, wait, they're criminalizing women, but in a happy way?
Yeah.
Like he literally was saying all these things to happy music.
He was trying to do a parody and he f***ed up.
Well, he just, it's Newsom.
Yeah. Last word, Lydia, what do you say?
You know, I think we need to go back to basics. I feel like Gavin Newsom is focused on teaching sex in schools and critical race theory. And you can't even walk down the street in San Francisco or LA or New York without feeling unsafe. I literally got spat on the other day walking home from work.
Is it Kilmeade? He does that. He hates the color yellow.
Oh, God. Okay.
It's a common thing.
I told people, and most people are, oh, I'm sorry that happened to you. But there's sort of this resignation in our society. Like, yeah, well, that's New York in 2022. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, exactly. That's part of what makes this city so great, right? Masturbating maybe, junkies.
Maybe one of those 325,000 New York City employees could figure out how to address that issue.
Yeah.
I think we need to get back to basics.
Yeah. Don't hold your breath, young lady. Mainly because it's not healthy. We are out of time. Thanks to Lydia Moynihan, Jamie Lissau, Kat Dipker, our studio audience. Fox News Tonight with Evil Jane and Brimley's next. I'm Greg Gutfeld.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.